Okay, here we are in the office of Barga News with a family who've just arrived in Piazza Angelo, and they are geocachers. So let's stop them. Let's find out what they're doing. Can you tell me your names and where you're from?
We are the Jenkins family from Bristol in England.
And what are you doing in Barga?
We have come on holiday during our 2 weeks in Tuscany, and being a geocacher, I found a geocache in this town, and I thought I'd give it a go and try and find it. As it turns out, I have found it, and I'm taking a trackable from it at the same time.
Brilliant. So the trackable, where's the trackable going to go now?
Hopefully back home to England, maybe to a local city like Bath or Bristol, which is quite cultural itself, which would link into the what the theme of the cache is about.
See, of course, because the theme of these caches here are they're called Barga cultural geocaches. They're full of fine art and drawings and music and poems. So Bath is a wonderful city. Yeah, Bath, that would be a great place to go. So these things go from one geocache to another geocache. So what you've actually taken out, what is it you've taken out?
I've taken out a geocoin. It's just a little coin which can be tracked on the website geocaching.com. And you can monitor it across the world. So from 1 minute it might be, say, in the Netherlands, the next minute it might be in England. You never know where it will go.
See, there's one that arrived here 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago that had been, we could see where it had been. It started life in Zug in Switzerland in 2009. It's gone right across Europe. It then went to the States. It went right across the States, up into Alaska, up into Canada, and then arrived here in this piazza here 2 weeks ago.
So you don't mind that we take it to another country?
That's exactly how it works. From then on, the coin that arrived here before then went to the Tower of London. Mm-hmm. But you can see this. You can put them on a map and you can see the map of where these things are. It's went to the Tower of London from there. I don't know where it's gone.
So when he puts it into a cache
Sorry, who am I talking to?
I'm his mum.
Okay.
When he puts it into a cache hopefully in Bath or Bristol...
Yeah.
Does he have to register that he's put it in that cache?
Yes. What with the software that he's got in his cell phone at the moment, what he can do on the geocaching.com site is he can put in that he's taken the coin out from this cache. That way we know where the coin is now left here. And he can keep it in his pocket. He can keep it in his pocket for 6 months. It makes no difference.
It won't go for at least a week. Because we don't go home for a week.
Okay. But then when he arrives in Bath and he puts it into a geocache in Bath, he then registers on the geocache site that coin is then in the geocache bag. And then everyone can see on the map where the thing is.
It would be nice to put it near the Roman baths.
That's one place I'd like to put it because of the heritage of the site.
Is to put it where?
In the Roman baths, in the centre of the city.
Centre of the city, in Bath itself.
Yeah.
So we'll have a look there and see if we can find...
See, well, then the problem then arrives about where these geocaches are. They are all over the place. At the moment, in Italy, it's almost unheard of. In the States, there are 2.5 million of these things hidden around, and there's a whole culture, a subculture, we could say, of people running around looking for these things. And you're the living proof that this works at the moment. You're a family of four people who've just arrived in Barga.
Mm.
After a geocache, looking for a geocache. Let's talk to the dad, see what he says about it.
I thought it was really interesting. Earlier today, Tom found one also down in Lucca, in part of the city walls. That was really quite exciting for us all. And you also found one the other day. Where was the one we found the other day?
It was in Volterra.
Oh, Volterra, yes.
So they are doing the round. What's nice here is actually it's more interesting. They were micro, which are very, very small ones. Mm. And here it's actually quite nice because they've actually got hidden art within them and all sorts of things. I mean, I was looking at there was obviously a lot of time and effort has been put into them, and that was very nice from our point of view to see something different, really, didn't it?
Yeah.
The game we're actually playing with here is the concept of value, because geocaching is an interesting thing, but generally when people find these things, they put something or they exchange something of no value. So you take a coin with you, or you put a game in, or you put a business card or something like that. Mm. There's absolutely no value that's being exchanged. What we're trying to do is turn that slightly on its head and put work of value in, so that we then talk about what actually is value. Mm. We're not talking about monetary value.
No, not monetary value.
We're talking about cultural value, if you like, on so that you can actually find an original artwork. You can take it away. I mean, it's there. You can exchange it. You can put something else on the back of the work. There's a QR code which will take you directly to the artist or the musician that's done that work. So it's another way of making contact with people, and it's working. It's bringing people in. You are the living proof that this thing is working. What do you think of all of this?
Well, I think it's a very good idea, because then people will explore more places trying to find a geocache. Because we've only just started, but we know some friends who like recommended it to us. And so Tom really likes it now. And we try and do it as often as we can.
Wonderful. I mean, that's the other thing, is that when we decide where we put these geocaches, we can decide where people go. We can make you go to a particular place. Mm. We can make you. We can decide that, for instance, at Soma Colonia, which is a small village up here, we can make you go to Soma Colonia, whereas you would normally never go up to Soma Colonia. You just go straight past. We can make you go to various places in Garfagnana, which you would never see normally, which is for us is interesting. So we can play around with two sides. Yeah. One is the side of the artist making the work, and the other side is the people actually finding it.
Hopefully, it would be good for tourism generally, in terms of getting people, as you said, to come in to see the lovely sights, and also hopefully spend some time in different locations, really, which would be really good for
bring some money to as well.
Yes. Well, you've just perfectly you've perfectly ended the interview. That's wonderful. Yeah. That's precisely what the thing is about. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.